Policy Roundup. DOJ sues California on EVs. DOE offers $1.9 billion for ATTs. Written by James Downing and read by an automated voice. The Trump administration has sued California over its electric vehicle law, claiming it amounts to an illegal, state-specific mileage requirement for carmakers. The U.S. Department of Justice filed a lawsuit on behalf of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, which under the Energy Policy and Conservation Act is supposed to establish uniform, nationwide vehicle fuel economy standards. Oppressive, expensive electric vehicle mandates drive up costs for American consumers and violate federal law, Attorney General Pamela Bondi said in a statement March 12. California is using unlawful policies from the last administration to create exorbitant costs for our citizens. The lawsuit names the California Air Resources Board, or CARB, as a respondent, arguing that its carbon and zero emissions vehicle mandates are related to fuel economy standards because they effectively increase fuel economy, which is determined by how much carbon is emitted from a vehicle's tailpipe. CARB standards and mandates also undermine and conflict with NHTSA's congressionally assigned role in establishing nationwide, uniform vehicle fuel economy standards, the lawsuit said. CARB CO2 standards and ZEV mandates create a patchwork of inconsistent regulation for vehicle and engine manufacturers in an area where Congress imposed a uniform, national approach. The Environmental Defense Fund called the lawsuit reckless, saying the ZEV standard protects Californians from health-harming and climate-destabilizing pollution. California's standards are firmly anchored in our nation's clean air laws, EDF Associate Vice President Peter Zolzal said in a statement. For more than half a century, and across both Republican and Democratic presidential administrations, California has adopted standards that cut pollution and result in enormous health benefits for people across the state. DOE announces funding for ATTs. The U.S. Department of Energy announced a $1.9 billion funding opportunity to accelerate upgrades to the nation's power grid, saying the investments will meet rising electricity demand and resource needs while lowering costs for consumers. DOE said the speed to power through accelerated reconductoring and other key advanced transmission technology upgrades opportunity builds on the Grid Resilience and Innovation Partnerships Program, which offered up to $10.5 billion in funding over 5 years to states, tribes, utilities, and others to strengthen grid resilience and innovation. Thanks to President Trump, we are doing the important work of modernizing our grid so electricity costs will be lowered for American families and businesses, U.S. Secretary of Energy Chris Wright said in a statement March 12. DOE wants concept papers by April 2, and full applications are due May 20. The agency expects to make selections in August. The funding was welcomed by the Watt Coalition, with its executive director Julia Selker saying ATTs can help address affordability. American utilities have demonstrated that ATTs could unlock gigawatts of grid capacity and save billions in electricity costs if scaled across the country, Selker said. This funding will help utilities scale up their ambitions and timelines for transmission grid modernization,